Let's take our Bibles and turn back to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In verse 17 of this first chapter, and Paul had just declared he was not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, those that are justified by God, shall live by faith. That was first recorded in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The soul that is swollen, lifted up, puffed up, presumes in his eternal safety, based upon self-ability, is a proud man. And God Almighty hates a proud look. So living by faith, the just shall live by faith. Faith excludes all pride in self. Now, Brother Scott said, I mentioned this last week. Somebody said when a man's converted, all his pride is done away with. Brother Scott said, no, not all of it. We fight. We war. But when it comes to salvation, there's no pride in a believer based on what he's done. He knows better. Knows better than that. Then the next time that scripture is set forth, the just shall live by faith, is right here, and we'll consider that in just a minute. But in Galatians 3:11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. That no man is justified by the law. So living by faith excludes all my works, excludes pride, excludes work on my part. Then in Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back into works, ceremonialism, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If Almighty God calls a man or woman out of darkness into the light of the glorious gospel of God's grace, God's going to keep them. They're kept by the power of God. If they draw back and go back into works, religion, the Lord never called them. That God is going to call them and keep them. So the foundational truth is this. God Almighty gives his people a heart and they walk by faith. So here's what scripture says. The just. That means justified, righteous. So obviously there's a people that Almighty God has justified. I've told you, what does justified mean? It means that the law of God looks at a man and says, no charge. Boy, how did Job come to this conclusion and ask a question that is the question of all questions? How should man be just with God? How? How can the law look at a man and say, no infraction, no charge, no guilt? Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, only this way. That Almighty God would choose to show mercy and justify a man or a woman according to his grace. because there is no other way that we would ever stand justified before God. Listen to this. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before God, before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So here's what I know for a fact. All that are justified, the just, not just because of their works, but the just. Here's the foundational truth concerning being justified before God. God chose a people that they should be holy and without blame before him in love. Almighty God declared concerning his people, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. You know, it would seem as though after a while, Neil would get it. Not according to our works. Not by the works of righteousness that a man have done. Almighty God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ. Christ Jesus before the world began. When did Almighty God purpose that his people would be holy and without him before, be perfect, holy and without blame before him in love? When did he purpose that? Before the world began. This was established. So I know this. A man, a woman is found just before God because God chose that they would be just and holy before him. Secondly, I know this concerning justification. The scriptures declare God's people to have been justified at Calvary. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood, all God's elect were justified before God. Now you listen to this scripture, Romans 5, 8, and 9. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. All that was required for justification of God's sheep, for the law to say, no offense. Christ's blood had to be shed. Did God Almighty see it for the first time when he shed it? Mm-mm. No, sir. When was it seen by Almighty God? Before the world began. The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. But the Lord Jesus Christ came in time and actually accomplished for the justification of God's people death upon the cross. He physically died in time, justifying all that the Father had given him in electing grace. But remember, that death was always beheld by the Lord. What did Almighty God say concerning Lot's lot? Concerning his standing before God. Just Lot. Lot was justified by God before the Lord Jesus Christ ever came into this world to die. Christ accomplished at Calvary that which God Almighty eternally purposed. It happened in time, but the scripture declared that it was an eternal act of Almighty God. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit declares also that God's people are justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now let me tell you what it did not say. We were not justified because of our faith. If we were justified because of our faith, then faith then becomes a work by which we're justified. Faith is the evidence of justification. God justifies his people freely by his grace through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you know who they are? God Almighty gives them faith to believe him. And they walk before God by faith. The just shall live by faith. Therefore, Romans 3:20, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Sinners are not justified because of. Now, does a believer believe? Well, that's almost obvious. Yes, they do believe. Did their faith justify them? No. No. They were justified by the grace of God through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as vessels of God's mercy, they evidence that they have been justified. Faith is the evidence of their justification. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. What did that say? That said that the faithfulness, the faith of Christ, the faithfulness of Christ has been charged to, imputed to God's elect. And God gives us faith to believe that it was not by our faithfulness, but by his faithfulness charged to us. So the evidence of justification is faith in Christ. We know this. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, we don't look to the deeds of the law to be justified before God. But here's the revelation of the glorious gospel of God. A man is justified. And he is justified by grace. And he believes on Christ to be his surety and representative before God Almighty, he who truly obeyed God. Justification before the law says this. The law says, you've obeyed me. Justification says, you've kept me. You've not in any wise broken any of my precepts, concepts, nothing. You are justified before. I told you the gun battle in Franklin that happened just, you know, and the bad guys and a bad guy was hiding. Remember the police officer I told you came up? This bad guy jumps out from behind and he's going to assassinate this police officer. And before he gets to the police officer, a hail of bullets, they shot him, killed him. A judge looked at the evidence, saw where the police officers did shoot him. He did shoot him and did kill him. And there was a death that incurred. And the judge looked at it and said, according to the law, these police officers were justified. They broke no law in shooting. You know, had something else happened and somebody was shot somebody, there would have been an infraction of the law. You wouldn't have been justified by the law. But they were justified. There's been no law broken. So justification by the faith of Christ means that by virtue of our union in him, what he did, we did. As he obeyed, we obeyed. The just. How did they get that way? God chose that they would be just, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love. What was it going to take? Well, for them to be just, and they're born sinners, their sin's going to have to be taken care of. They are sinners. But Christ has put away their sin. They owe nothing to the law. They owe nothing to the law because of their offense. Christ bore it. But for them to be just before the law, they have to have obedience that they didn't have. Where to get it? God gave it to them. I'm choosing for you to be just. And I'm going to put away your debt. And I'm going to give you righteousness. And my law will look at you, and my law will say, no charge, no charge. And now those just, the just shall live by faith. A man, a woman, concerning being pure and right before God, how, Job said, how is that going to be? Well, God's going to have to eternally purpose it. Choose him in Christ. Christ is going to pay his debt. Christ is going to earn righteousness, obedience before the law as a man. And he's going to give it to them. And then God's going to give them faith to believe it. Are they really just before God? Yes. They are truly just before God. Do they see that in themselves? Only by faith. Let me ask you this. How many are standing here today and just say, well, I pretty well can look at myself and I can pretty well see why God would call me just, not a believer. They're going to say, just like Paul the Apostle says, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And by faith, they hear the word of God and they realize by God's grace, God Almighty has done something for me that I couldn't do for myself. There's no merit in the vessel of God's mercy. Romans 3:24 says this, being justified, that is being pronounced righteous. Being justified freely, that is, without a cause in you or me. Being justified freely by His grace, by His favor, by His benefit, through the redemption, the liberation procured by the payment of a ransom that is in Christ. I am what I am by the grace of God. To be pronounced just, I realize now what I thought was justification before God in my own works. But Paul says, that was that dung, loss. That reason Paul said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you. I'm not ashamed of this. This greatest message I've ever heard. This message of redemption. Ready to preach the gospel to you that are Rome. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Jew first, also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. What does that mean? Well, Brother Henry summed it up, I think, as well as I could ever think it through. I'm going to just tell you what he says. Through the hearing of the gospel, the righteousness of God, imputed to the believer, is made to be known and grows in our understanding from one point to another. We grow in grace and in our understanding. We hear the gospel and hear the gospel and hear the gospel, and by the grace of God, we continue to hear it. And the sweetness of the glorious message of justification by the grace of God becomes more and more precious. For a man to be just before God, God must justify him, because we don't have the ability to do it. What is the requirement in closing? Listen to Micah 6:8. He has showed me, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Now this is all you got to do. If you want to be just before God, to do justly. What does that mean? That means no infraction. Word, thought, or deed. This is all you got to do by the works of the law. To do justly. To love mercy. If the mercy you love is the mercy promised, the Christ himself, the mercy of God, love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. There ain't been a humble man born in Adam ever. We're all so proud and so arrogant, and so lifted up, high. You know, the just shall live. Now we're really in the world, and we really do live in this world, sustained, maintained, comforted, and safe. The just shall live by faith. Faith that began, as far as we're concerned, in regeneration. We started it by the grace of God. We continue it by the grace of God. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you've heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, God's people. Here's the just shall live. They started a life in regeneration. They continue in that life by the grace of God, because they're kept by the power of God. And listen to this. They're going to die in the faith. They will die in the faith. By the grace of God, everyone justified by God, justified by the grace of God, they're not going to perish. He said, I give unto them eternal life. They're never going to perish. Well, what do they have to do to not perish? They have to continue in the faith. By their power? No. Kept. They shall die in the faith. And the dying in the faith is a precious thing to the Lord. The just. Oh, how did they get there? God Almighty chose that they would be there. Chose them in Christ. Put them in the surety. Kept them in the surety. He paid their debt. He earned their obedience and gave it to them. Almighty God beholds them in Christ. In regenerating grace, gives them faith to believe it. And he keeps them right here. And they're just as happy to come and hear the same message over and over and over again. And they're going to die in the faith. They're not going to leave, because God Almighty is not going to let them leave. He's going to save them. And they're going to be with him. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.